In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to the Alternalegal Podcast. I'm your host, Canyon Cody, taking you on a deep dive into the world of Latin alternative with in-depth conversations with legends like Juanes and Julieta Venegas, Café Tacuba, Natalia Lafourcade, and a new generation of young superstars like Omar Apollo, Danny Lux, Cuco, and Iván Cornejo, who have all stopped by our weekly radio program, Alternalegal with Subsuelo, broadcasting at the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 FM in Los Angeles. But on the radio show, we only have time to air brief snippets of those conversations. So here on the Alternalegal Podcast is where you will find the unedited, uncut, extended version of all those interviews. Follow and listen to the Alternalegal Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back. We are Subsuelo. Yo soy El Cañonazo. And today we are talking with Gendry, the artist spotlight of the week right here on Alternalido. She's an amazing artist from Dominican Republic who emigrated to Italy and has been blowing up lately. She had a recent star-making appearance on Colors, gracing the pages of Vogue, got a new song with Moza La Para. I'm so excited to talk with her. So, let's take a step back. I'm going to allow you to reintroduce yourself. Tell the people who you are.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me. First of all, I'm Gendry. I'm a singer, and I have this new project, and I hope you like my music.
Your music is so special. I can't wait to ask you about La Nena and Sacabó, but first things first, take me back to your childhood. I always want to ask people, what was the music that you remember when you were a little kid?
Well, there's a lot of music because when I was in Dominican Republic, we were listening to bachata and salsa merengue. So like Joscar Sarante, that kind of bachata. And when I went to Italy, I met my father, Mario, and he was listening to Bee Gees, Whitney Houston, Barbara Streisand, Michael Jackson, George Michael. So that was my background when I was a kid. And growing up, I grew up in front of MTV, of course. So, you know, pop music was a big part of my childhood. And then when I started to have my own taste in music, I started to jump into more electronic music or like a Massive Attack, Radiohead. So that's what I listen to usually.
I can hear all of those influences in your music. Your music has like such emotional depth to it. I can't even imagine that you have to deal with people saying like, oh, you're a new artist, because like I only discovered you in the past couple of months, but you've been doing this for years and years. When did you start really making music?
Well, I think I really started in 2012. That's when I started to make music. Like before, I was just singing covers, but in 2012, I realized that I wanted to try to produce my own music. And so I had a band, I had a jazz band, and we were rearranging covers. And then I had like an electronic experiment band with our own, you know, songs. And 2 years ago, I started this new project as a solo artist, because I wanted to put more of myself in the music that I was doing, and I wanted to rediscover my roots and try to, you know, bring together those two cultures.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
One of my favorite covers of yours that I've heard is the No Doubt cover of Don't Speak.
Oh, yeah.
I'm from Los Angeles. That was one of those CDs that I bought when I was 12 years old and influenced me so much. And when I heard your cover, it just brought me right back. We are talking with Gendry, our artist spotlight of the week, right here on Alternalido. And this song that we're going to listen to is called Nena. And the way that I understand this story is that your mom went to Italy looking for, emigrating, looking for work, looking for a better life. And you were at home with your grandma for a year, and this was kind of reflecting back on that time when you were separated.
Yes, exactly. So Nena is about a blessing that a mother sends to her daughter, and this song came out after I spoke to her, and she told me how much she struggled to be without me in that year, to, you know, spend maybe the Christmas, you know, and the holidays without her kid. And and I thought about a lot of immigrant mothers that are all around the world, and a lot of them, they don't even see their kids for, you know, for a lot of years sometimes. But, you know, it's a big sacrifice they do, or they make, trying to bring them money and send them money in order to make them study, make them have, you know, let them have a better future. So.
And there's a new documentary that just came out about you, which is beautiful. I encourage everybody to go watch that. And there's some interview footage with your abuela. I think her name is Ramona, right?
Yeah.
and it's just so lovely. But it's not only your grandma, right? You had 13 uncles. How is that even possible?
Well, my grandma, she had 13 kids. I mean, we are something like 43 cousins. Sometimes I lose, you know, the number, because, you know, they keep making kids, so having babies. So like, oh, you're a new cousin. Hey, welcome to the family. But that's nice. That's a happy thing. I love to have a big family.
Now, your experience of being a Dominicana and moving to Italy is unique on some levels, but it's also very common. Just, you know, that's
it is
the reality of being a Latino. How has other people responded to you telling your story and how it reflected them?
Actually, this is something that happens really often. Like you said, it's really common. So a lot of people could relate to my story. And I received a lot of messages about the fact that they could see themselves, you know, in my story, and they could relate to it. And they're happy that someone is even talking about that, even, you know, bringing it up. And as the same as the immigrants, you know, there's a lot of people that they were born in a place and then they grew up in another place, and they live in limbo. They don't know where they belong to. And sometimes you feel like you have something wrong. You know, you feel like, who am I? What's wrong with me? Why, you know, I'm not Dominican in Dominican Republic. I'm not Italian in Italy. So there's a lot of people that kind of related to it. And my message is that you got to embrace it, put together the two cultures, and that's you.
We are talking with Gendry, our artist spotlight of the week, right here on Alterna Lido. And you are living in Italy, and you grace the covers or grace the pages of Vogue Italy, which, even though I think Vogue is from New York, Vogue Italy is, you know, that's the one.
It's huge.
Where did you get your sense of style?
Well, honestly, can I be honest?
Please, por favor.
I just put whatever I feel. You know, like I can, whatever I feel. Sometimes I wake up and I feel black. Sometimes I wake up and I feel like super colorful. I don't have, you know, like a style, but I think I had to, I've been through this process. I really wanted to break the stereotype, the Latina stereotype in Italy, going up there. And I think I will always choose baggy clothes, you know. I will always choose those kind of clothes, just because at some point I felt like I had to cover my body in order to let people, you know, connect with me as a person and not as a woman, as a Latina, you know, so as a sexual person. So yeah, and I think that now it's changed, but that thing still, it's still in my, you know, in my vibe. I still like to be comfortable. I just wear whatever I want. I don't care about trends, honestly. I love to shop vintage. I love vintage clothes. I love this, you know, cheap things that no one else have. That's what I love.
Now, I can't let this interview end without asking about Sean Paul. You know, he's up there with like Tupac and Willie Colon of all time greats. And you went on tour and got to open up for Sean Paul. What, tell me about that experience. Tell me everything.
It was crazy. You know, it happened because, you know, we had the contact with him, and thanks to him, he really let me open this concert for him in Glasgow. And it was crazy because I don't think I was ready. And, you know, you're never ready for these things. So when it was my turn. The guy was like, it's your turn. Get on stage. And I was like, okay. I didn't want to get on stage. I remember I was so nervous about it. But then I enjoyed so much performing that, you know, when the performance was finished, the guy was like, I need to get off. And I was like, no, I want to stay on. Yeah, because it's the adrenaline you get. There was something like 5,000 people in that place. I loved it. I loved it.
We are talking with Gendry, our artist spotlight of the week, and you have a new song right now called Se Acabó, and it's Valentine's Day. We're doing a love theme song, a love theme episode this week, and this song is about a stage in love. It's not about falling in love, and it's not about heartbreak. It's kind of this middle moment. Tell us about
it. Yeah. So the weird thing about this song is that I was still in a relationship when I wrote it. And I felt like there was something that was breaking, but we still, you know, we still didn't talk to each other at that point. So it was just how I felt. Like sometimes love just ends, you know. Sometimes it's not someone's fault. It's just that you consume it and it ends. So this song is not about hate. It's not about, you know, heartbreaks and stuff. But yeah, I was kind of mad at that point. And then I broke up 1 month after that song, after I wrote that song. So it was like a, yeah, it was a predictable
like a
thing.
It's like a moment.
Yeah.
The
yeah,
song
it was
feels
so weird.
Like such a moment.
Yeah, yeah, it was a feeling, it was a vibe in that moment that I had. But yeah, I mean, I like the fact there's the contrast between saying, you know, I don't want anything, I don't want to deal with you. You left without saying anything, and the sweetness of the vocals, because there's no angriness, you say that, in the vocals. So
this is Alterna Lido, and we are talking with Gendry. That is her new song, Se Acabó, featuring Mozart La Para. And I got to ask about that, because like Mozart is a superstar. You know, I've been playing his songs nonstop at the parties, and he has, you know, he's got a vibe. He's got a Dominican dembo vibe that is different than what he's doing on this song. How did you connect with him, and did you ask him to be different than he normally is, or did he just know that this song needed this?
The song was ready when I sent it to him, but I think he wanted to have, you know, to put himself out of his comfort zone, and he did a great job with it. And I was shocked, you know, because he's part is really like soft and it's different from what he does usually, but that's a good thing, you know. He's really open-minded, so I loved working with him.
Coming up to the end of time, I wish I could talk to you forever, but I just really quickly wanted to ask you about the video. The video is so vibrant, so beautiful. It looks like you're having a good time. Take me back to that day.
So I really wanted to dedicate this video to my neighborhood. So we decided to just shoot it there. It was like after the documentary, we were like, you know what, let's shoot the video here. And the video, yeah, it was really important for me because everybody in the neighborhood helped me. People that knew my mom, people that, you know, that saw me coming back. They were like, ah, it's you. You know, it was emotional. When we finished recording the video, I cried because everyone was there, my whole family, and they were helping me a lot, and I cried. I couldn't just, you know, it was amazing.
Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk with us. I love your music. I can't wait to hear what your next song is. You seem like the sort of artist who can just keep on making music until you're 100.
That's what I want to do.
All right. This has been the Artist Spotlight of the Week right here on Alterna Lido with Gendry. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Peace, peace.
Thank you for listening. This has been the Alterna Lido podcast. My name is Canyon Cody from the Subsuelo crew, inviting you to join us over on the radio show where we play new music every Sunday, 11 p.m., broadcasting out the world famous K-Rock 106.7 FM in Los Angeles or streaming on the free Odyssey app. You might find your new favorite song on the radio show, but then come back here onto the podcast and maybe find your new favorite band. Follow and listen to the Alterna Lido podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.